Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 297. Today we're reading chapter 27 of the novel, I Know What Prayer Can Do, by Daniel White III with his wife Mariko White. Once in the room, Jennifer sat on the floor to carefully read each document. Using her laptop, she was able to decipher those pages written in Spanish. Luis, she said, picking him up off the floor where he had been quietly playing and placing him on her lap so she could look directly in his face. I hate to tell you this, but I believe your father has been using your illness to swindle money out of people. She picked up the doctor's report from Luis's emergency room visit. It says here that you had a bad bump when you fell from your baby bed, but that you should be fine, just to apply a cold compress 3 times a day for the first 24 to 48 hours, apply Neosporin, and that you should recover without any problems. On the long-term effects line, the word none is written and signed by Dr. Chloe Ramses. Your father told me the fall would stunt your development. He lied to me and has been blackmailing me ever since. Jennifer hugged Luis. I'm just glad you're okay. Now you and I will have to figure out what to do about this. What do you think I should do? Smart boy. Let's pray about it and sleep on it. I don't know about you, but all this detective work is making me hungry. As Jennifer prayed intermittently throughout the rest of the day, on into the night, peace came over her that everything would work out. She was more upbeat when she spoke with Mr. Francia that night. Everything is going well, and I appreciate the break on this month's payment, Jennifer told him. If I'm pleased when I get back, I may just give you another break to get caught up, but don't count on it, he said. Mrs. Francia exchanged a few words with Jennifer and spoke with Louise before saying good night. You know, Louise, I saw your eyes light up when your mother was talking with you. I believe you just need someone who loves you to talk to you often and to cuddle you a lot. Jennifer sat in the rocking chair and rocked and cuddled him as she shared with him her plans to be relieved of his father's deception. The police search for Jennifer proved unsuccessful. There was a 24-hour watch on her apartment. Her disappearance is a mystery to all of us, Tucker Gravelin said as he touched base with Quinton and Aubrey. If it's an actual kidnapping, the kidnapper hasn't left any leads for us to follow. If she's been blackmailed because of money problems, she's probably laying low to avoid causing any problems or bring unnecessary attention to herself. But why wouldn't she just come to us, Aubrey said. We would have helped her get through whatever it is. I thought we had that kind of relationship. She probably kept it quiet so as not to bring any harm to you all, Gravelin said. Think back, Aubrey, Quinton said. Has she ever expressed even in the slightest about needing more money or even looking sad even though she may have tried to cover it up? No, Aubrey said after thinking for a few seconds. I do remember once all four of us were sharing what we would like for God to do for us within the course of a year, and she did mention she would like to have a life of peace. That sounds far-fetched, but as I think about it, that prayer may have been her cry for help. Mr. Gravelin, it has to be serious because her fiancé has not even heard from her. I'm worried, Quinton, Aubrey said as they got ready for bed. Not knowing where she is or if she's okay is what I can't take. Who would harm a sweet and caring person like her? Now's not the time to worry, her husband said, embracing her. Now's the time to pray. God has already shown us what prayer can do. Let's just pray and leave everything in God's hands. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you until next time.